This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's Peter McFarlane, host of the Everton Fan Podcast, The Blue Room. Hello, Peter.
Hello. Good afternoon.
What's your take on this?
Well, I think there's got to be some level of relief in a sense that it appears that it's coming to its conclusion now. I think it's you were talking about a time when you've been in the dark. When I feel like we've been in the dark since probably November. We haven't actually known where we've stood in the league with these point deductions hanging over us.
Yeah.
And just as Evertonians, as disappointing as it is for us to have more points taken off us. And as unjust as we may feel that is, at least now we know what we've got to do to stay in the Premier League, because it has been such a cloud hanging over the club and hanging over the supporters for such a long time. It's been really difficult. It's been difficult to keep morale high or to try and find any semblance of morale, to be honest with you. So now that we know what we have to do, we just have to go out and win now and pick up enough points to stay in the Premier League.
Well, luckily you were playing my team at the weekend, so that was 3 points right in front of you. What about the fact the Premier League asked for five, Peter, and the commission who decided on the final awarding of the deduction felt that was there was some kind of double jeopardy involved. In other words, you'd already been punished once this season, so that was taken into account.
Yeah, I mean, it's no surprise that the Premier League have gone in hard. I think I would have been more shocked if they were seen to be more reasonable, given how we feel that they've acted towards Everton and towards Evertonians this year. I think the Premier League going for five off Everton, especially given that Forest had only had four taken off them, it just proves our point again in terms of how inconsistent all of these procedures have been. I mean, when you look back, we've had four commissions now, four separate commissions, including our appeal, and all four of those commissions have disagreed with each other. They've contradicted each other at every step. There is no consistency. There is no clear guidelines. There's something to be said where people keep saying, well, you know, the club's voted for this. Well, the people who didn't vote for this are the fans. And I'm sure it's not just Evertonians who are feeling frustrated with the entire process now.
Yeah, I mean, what's your general overview of the way the club's been managed? Because, no, I don't mean managed on the pitch, I mean financially, because there's another problem looming about the building of the new stadium at Bramley Moor Dock. The Premier League now feel that the interest payments due on that might have breached their rules, but that might not be till next season. So there could be more incoming here.
Yeah, I think... Well, I mean, first of all, you're talking about profit and sustainability, the best way we can actually become more profitable and more sustainable is to get that stadium completed and up and running. Certainly, you know, it provides us an instant boost in terms of capacity and potential revenue. So that stadium is crucial for Everton. But having said that, Evertonians have made ourselves perfectly clear over the years about how we thought or what we thought about the board and what we thought about the running of the club. And this predates any of this, any PSR hearings, any charges. We were protesting against the running of the club because we could see that we were in real danger of falling foul of rules like this. And as it happens, we were right. So there is certainly a sense of vindication in that sense that we think, well, you know, we did warn everyone. We tried to shout it from the rooftops that we could see an issue was arising. Whether or not people listened is arguable. But as I say, it's just.
Yeah, we'll wait for next season to find out what happens there. I mean, I must admit, Peter, when I first saw, speaking as a fan of a team down there with you, when I first saw 2 points, I thought the first pictures I'd see on Sky Sports News would be Sean Dyche leading a conga around the training ground, because 2 points of this, you know, is a lot better than it could have been. You must be confident still that you will stay up. Is that how you're seeing it?
I think we've got to be, haven't we? We've got a number of home games. We can't underestimate anyone though, because the teams we're playing are going to be fighting for their lives. You know, we've got Brentford, Nottingham Forest and Sheffield United all to come at home. It's been difficult for us to pick points up at home as well, given the mood around the place and the fact that we've all felt so disheartened. But I think now Evertonians will have to come together and try and push them over the line. We've certainly got big plans in terms of what we're going to do to try and assist with the atmosphere. And I know that Evertonians will come together, because that's what we do best. When our backs are against the wall, that's when you see the best from us. And I'm really looking forward to the running now. I know that sounds strange, but I'm really looking forward to it. I feel like you know, it's given us a bit of fight again. And I think we're ready for it.
You've got Chelsea away in a week's time. I think me and you could get a point against them. So that's a decent start for you. Listen, may the best team stay up, Peter.
Sports Social Podcast Network.